mind, one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Change Your Minds Online Sunday Inspirational Call. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome, Akina. Thank you. You know, speaking of thank you, that is actually what we're talking about tonight, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. You know, I wanted to acknowledge your run today. You know, I know you're feeling super excited and pumped about that today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever I get to run, it's always for me, I always learn something new on the course. And, you know, I had a whole new set of lessons and a whole new set of things and challenges to overcome today. And the more and more I run, the more I just understand it's really a test of the mind, even more so than the test of the body. And, you know, I love it because every time I come back from a run, I have more to, I've learned and more to share with everyone on the call. So, you know, with that said, I want to make sure we get to everything today. I know we have a lot to cover. So let's just jump right into the topic.
Okay, definitely, definitely. Well, today we will be talking about the importance of thank you. You know, a lot of times, even in our daily life and our professional life, we tend to not say thank you. We do not realize how important that truly can be. You know, when people are giving us their time and their energy, we should always acknowledge the fact that they did this for us by saying thank you. You know, a lot of times when we go through different things or do different projects, we get so lost in the hustle and bustle of it all that we just simply forget the acknowledgement. And, you know, I want to come to you from the 5 points of, you know, of formulating the idea. So you have your staging, your planning, your storming, your norming, your execution, and then your recognition. If this part of the 5 steps of planning a project, why wouldn't it be part of our everyday conversation? You know, let's start with the planning stage. You know, we want to get something together. We really want to make it happen. This is where we're gathering our team. We're gathering the power hitters. We're putting them in the section, right? We're delegating projects. Then we want to storm. That's when we get it together. That's when we're like, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. Then we want to norm. That's where we put everything in line, right? And then we execute it. And then, of course, then is the recognition or the celebration stage. That's where all the thank yous happen. That's where all the acknowledgments happen. That's where all the trust happens. Okay, but that's usually where we fall short because we are so interested in going back into the next project or the next project, the celebration never happens. And you have a whole bunch of people that are so excited that they finished the project and all they want is a thank you, and it doesn't happen. And we need to think about that in our personal lives as well as our professional lives. As far as the professional life is concerned, what happens when you do all these projects together and you just keep skipping the celebration? Eventually people are going to start feeling unwanted, like they don't matter, like you're just taking their gifts for granted. They're going to start thinking like, oh, well, why should I do anything for her anymore? Because she's not going to pay any attention to the fact that I'm doing it anyway. She's just going to think that it's just my job to do it. That's not cool, ladies and gentlemen, right? And then as a personal thing, it even goes for our children. It even goes for our family members. If we ask them to come help us and do things for us, you know, and then we don't even say thank you, we just ask them like they're just supposed to do it for us, eventually they're going to stop answering our phone calls. They're going to eventually stop coming. And we know that we need them, and we're going to wonder why they stopped coming. And you know why they stopped coming? Because we forgot to say thank you to them. And that is so deep. You know, prime example, I have a cousin. that thinks that because we're his family members, we should always help him out, no matter what it is, whether it's monetary, whether it's watching his kids, whatever. And he had made a schedule with my mother. And, you know, the two kids were coming. My mother is 67 years old. And these children are 4 and 6. There's a definite energy gap there. There's a definite, you know, priority gap. There's a definite attention gap there, okay? You know, so it takes a lot of energy for her to watch these children. Well, they kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming, and eventually it was an agreement where they were supposed to give her monetary units for watching the kids each week. Well, not only did the kids start coming, keep coming, but the monetary units stopped happening. And then they wouldn't even talk to her. They would come late to pick them up. They would not pay her. They would do all of these different things. And eventually she got upset because she felt used and abused. And instead of just coming to her and saying, hey, you know, I may be short right now. Can you work with me? Or, hey, you know, thank you for the time that you have been doing this. We really appreciate this. We just need a little bit more time. None of that happened. The kids just kept coming. They just kept coming. They just kept coming. And eventually she had to say something like, I can't do this if I'm not even going to be acknowledged, if you're not going to even say thank you to me, if you're not going to honor our agreement, what is really going on? And then they got mad at my mother for saying she's not going to watch the kids anymore because they think it's her duty to watch the children. Why is that her duty? When you agreed upon giving her a monetary factor. You know, we tend to believe just because we're family, just because we're friends, that everything is going to be for free, and that's not fair either. You know, and then you can't even say thank you. You're going to sit there and be ugly about the situation when they ask for their money. That's not fair because that's an agreement. So we've got to at least say thank you. We've got to at least acknowledge the fact that we're short. We need to communicate. And communication is part of the thank you piece. Has that ever happened to you on your job or personally, Jessica?
You know, I don't really recall having a specific experience where I felt, you know, I was undervalued or no one was saying thank you. You know, for me, I do try to make a habit of saying thank you to people all the time. And for me, it's even more when someone does something for you directly, which I think is really important. You know, one of the things that I learned early on in my personal development and even really just in my career is the benefit of saying thank you. And I actually write handwritten notes all the time, even when I was much younger before I really started getting heavily involved in personal development. I would write notes out to my supervisors, thanking them for their support. I would use handwritten notes. And it's something that I still do to this day. You know, often if, you know, one of my friends is listening to the call tonight, they might actually say, yeah, Jess sent me a note thanking, you know, me for her friendship, for the friendship, the support. So I do those kind of things all the time. And for me, it's really also more than just saying thank you when you request someone does something. I mean, to me, it's just common sense. Like, you have to, if someone does something for you, you should be saying thank you. If not, it's just rude. It's disrespectful. It's not appropriate. To me, you know, that's it. Like, you should just be doing that. And we all should be doing that, right? You learn that in preschool when someone, you know, when your teacher poured water in your cup for you, you said thank you. And I don't, you know, understand why anyone would think that habits shouldn't continue into adulthood. But for me, it's also really important that when you have leaders that are adding value to your lives through things like podcasts, through anything, through books they've written, through work they've done, research they've done, to thank them for that as well. You know, and I genuinely, when I listen to a podcast from someone who inspires me, or when I read a book and I was touched by that book and inspired by it, or watch a movie and it added value to my life, I actually write the person and I let them know. You know, and I do that 100% of the time. And it's amazing because it is authentic and it is pure in heart and it has no selfish benefits. I don't want to get anything out of it. I am simply trying to show gratitude to the leaders. But what I wind up doing is really being able to network in bigger circles with people who, with some of the leaders. You know, I've developed friendships and with some of my mentors, some of my role models, people who I haven't necessarily met in person, but actually will respond to my emails because I let them know, hey, your book really added value to my life. You know, I did that just yesterday. I was in my run, and, I had gotten to a point in my run where I had not really recovered from my workout from last week. And I said, okay, you know, when I got to this point of the run, I said, I just don't know that I can continue going on any longer. You know, and I needed to find some source of inspiration. And I went back and I listened to a podcast from one of the leaders that I love and look up to. And this person had done a podcast actually about running and how to get through a run. And when I was done, when I got home that night, before I went to bed, I went onto that person's business Facebook page and I said, I want to thank you because I was on a run and I was at a point where I felt like I couldn't continue, and I pulled out your podcast and it got me through my run. It was such a source of inspiration for me. And I said, thank you so much because the work that you do adds so much value to my life. And I acknowledged that person publicly and thanked them for their service. You know, or even last weekend, I was preparing for my run. I wasn't feeling actually all that well. I think it's part of the reason why I struggled on the run. I actually had a fever. I wasn't feeling great on Friday night, and I decided I'm going to sit home and watch a movie. And I watched the movie actually Running for Jim, and this was a movie that looks like it was probably made kind of a semi-professional movie, documentary style, about these teenagers, this track team that was running for their coach who wound up getting ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, it's a very devastating condition that is fatal. And they wrote in a very powerful way about, you know, they made this tribute to him. And it really blessed me and inspired me. And I emailed them. I went into Amazon and I left a review and I messaged them and I said, thank you so much for creating this video. It was such a source of inspiration for me. And I let them know that. So, you know, it's really, really important that we're actually gratifying and we're saying thank you. You know, first of all, when you say thank you do not do it with any sort of selfish intentions. You don't say thank you wishing to get anything out of it. You don't say thank you because you want them to help you again. I mean, that's crazy. It's just ridiculous. It's not authentic, and it's insincere. And people will see right through it, and it's worse than doing nothing at all. But, you know, if you are genuinely grateful and you have that, what it demonstrates is really a high level of energy, of vibrational energy. Gratitude is a really high level of vibrational energy, and people will be attracted to that. And what you're going to find is that when you're setting that relationship, that you are always in a state of gratitude, what you're going to do is you're going to attract people who are always in a state of gratitude. And then you might be able to say sincerely like me, you know, honestly, no, people tell me thank you all the time, and I tell them thank you all the time. It becomes a non-issue because you're attracting people who are grateful. And that's really the type of relationship that you want to establish with the world. That, you know, I am grateful. And because you are grateful, you attract people who are grateful. And you're going to find people are going to start saying thank you to you. And you're going to just find that overall, when you're thankful for what it is you've been given, you are given more. You know, the Bible says, to he who is given, more shall be given. And the truth is like, it has nothing to do with right. That's not saying the Bible says, okay, we're going to make the rich richer, the poor poorer. But the truth is that when you value what you have and you're grateful for what you have, you're trusted with more resources to use them in a way that's going to bless others, and it demonstrates that you're ready and willing to receive. What do you think of that, Akina?
Wow, Jessica, that was powerful. You know, I can attest to Jessica writing notes. She's wrote me a few notes. And, you know, thank me for my friendship. And that's, you know, very nice and genuine from the heart. And that's what we're talking about, importance of notes. You know, when you go on a job interview, write that handwritten note. You know, if someone has touched your heart, like Jessica said, write that handwritten note. That is actually quite effective. You know, I did that for one of my interviews, and I ended up staying on the job for 3 years, you know. Being authentic and being genuine in your thank yous, being full of gratitude can get you a long way. It also helps with the morale and the trust building in your relationships. You know, if you are a professional, it helps with your morale of your employees. They know that you value them. They know that you think that they are worth it. You know, you think that what they're doing is, you know, genuine, and you want to genuinely thank them. You know, that is definitely good, you know, when you're trying to build your morale and things. And it builds for a more positive work environment. If someone feels slighted or misused or what have you, they can sense it. You can sense it. You can feel it in the atmosphere. You put out that energy. Versus if you have an environment of gratitude, you could also feel that as well. You can feel the calmness. You can feel the peace in the atmosphere. Y'all work better together. Y'all have a rhythm. Y'all have a, you know, a synergy. You know, and that is one of the things that we definitely need to work on. Then, of course, you know, the call, the personal phone call, that is so wonderful. When you just say, just take time out of the day to say, you know what, thank you for what you've done, for the work you've been doing, or thank you for that thing you did the other day, or thank you for that article you wrote. You don't know how bad somebody's day was or how much they needed that thank you, you know, and you don't know how much you have lifted somebody's spirits by doing so. And you do it authentically and genuine from your heart, they feel so blessed and they feel so inspired by the fact that you took time out of your day to just call them just to say thank you. You know, a lot of times I'm a professor, and a lot of times I will get emails from my students that have graduated or have moved on to another class or what have you. And they'll say, you know, Dr. Finch, I just wanted to reach out to you and say, thank you for the skills that you gave me in that class, or thank you for being one of my favorite teachers, or thank you for motivating me to go on when I thought I couldn't. You know, you truly helped me. You know, and those messages touch me so much because, you know, you never know what happens to your students after they leave your class. Especially if you teach online, you never know what happens to your students. And for them to first off acknowledge that you made a difference in their life is priceless. But then for also for them to tell you that they're doing good and that they are moving on in their careers and they finished, that is just breathtaking to me. You know, I love celebrating in other people's accomplishments. It makes me feel great to know that somebody else is moving to the next level, and I want to celebrate with them, you know. And when I get notes like that from my students, that is great. If I get notes from that from my colleagues, you know, wow, if nobody has told you before, you know, I just want to thank you for all the time that you have given us, for all the things you do, for all the things that, all the times you were just up and above board and you were always there. If no one has told you, I want to thank you. I want to let you know that you're doing what you've done for me, and I want to show you gratitude. 5 minutes out of their day, but it meant a world to me, you know? And, you know, sometimes you just really, really need to know, need the other person to know, I mean, that they made a difference in your life. And sometimes we just don't. We don't make the connection with that sometimes. Sometimes we mean to do it in our head. We feel the gratitude in our head, but we don't really communicate it. And, you know, I love the fact that Jessica is that person. Jessica always communicates that thank you. I mean, it just comes off automatically. There's never a doubt in my mind when we're working on something that she's thankful for it. You know, she just automatically just tells you. And I want to be that person too. You know, she inspires me with the thank yous. She inspires me with the gratitude. She's just a natural
giving and loving person, and that inspires me because I didn't have that in my background. You know, people automatically assumed you did it, and how dare you ask for a thank you? That's what you're supposed to do. Versus with Jessica and working with Jessica in this company, and I'm just saying this publicly, I'm thankful for her because she has taught me the importance of the thank you. She has taught me the importance of that in a network. She has taught me the importance of that in just building relationships and building trust and how it looks to be authentic with it. I used to receive all of those thank yous just because they wanted me to do something. I used to receive all those thank yous because they didn't want me to stop doing what I was doing for them for free. You know, they didn't want me to stop doing what I was doing because they couldn't get it anywhere else. I received those thank yous that she was talking about, the ones that were fake and phony. But since I've been dealing with Jessica, I have truly had true, authentic thank yous. And I've seen the game change, and I can see the difference in them. And that is one of the reasons why we're doing this show. She didn't know I was going to acknowledge her today. But I wanted, you know, sometimes I need to say thank you to my business partner. And I'm saying this online in front of everyone so that she knows how much I truly value her. You have any words, Jessica?
Well, thank you, Akina. I receive your acknowledgement. And, you know, receiving is actually really hard for me, and we might have to talk about that in another topic, but thank you very much. And, you know that I love you as well, and I'm very grateful for you. You know, I want to say more about that, but before we do, I just wanted to move on to something, and this is really, really important. So if you're listening and taking notes, I want you to write this down, because if there's anything that you're going to walk away from this call tonight, this is really what I want you to know. You know, one of my favorite books is The Five Love Languages from Gary Chapman. And what he talks about is that everybody receives acknowledgement or in a different way, or receives love or acknowledgement in a different way. And there's really five ways that can happen. I want to bring this up before we end, and I want to just urge you to, if you haven't read the book, go get it. I think I got it on Audible. I want to say it was like $8, or it was very inexpensive, and it takes a couple hours to listen to. But if you actually get it, it can really change your life. And here's the thing about it, is that everyone really understands thank you differently. We talked about like writing e-note or using, you know, words and saying, calling someone saying thank you. You know, that is one of the ways that you can acknowledge somebody. I'm going to kind of go and just summarize Gary Chapman's work for you, if that's okay. You know, what he says is that there's five ways that people actually receive acknowledgement. And the first is to receive a gift. The second is to spend quality time with another person. The third is words of affirmation, which is like what we've been talking about, just saying thank you. The fourth is service by doing something for that person. And the fifth is through physical touch or intimacy. So that may obviously be more to do with a partner, right, than it would be to do with in business. But so the four we really want to focus on is a gift, quality time, words of affirmation, and acts of service. So, you know, and just a kind of, an example is now we've established, right, I'm a person who always says thank you. You know, what I actually, one time, what I did is that I hadn't, you know, been always a person who words of affirmation is my love language. So I would constantly be saying thank you to an ex-boyfriend of mine who used to just go out of his way to do so much for me. And in my opinion, I was acknowledging him all of the time for what he did. Like, I thought I just nonstop acknowledged him. But it turns out that, you know, his love language, the way that he was receiving thank you was not words of affirmation. That was lost on him. It didn't mean anything to him. But the way that he actually was to, you know, receive thanks is through service or devotion. And I should have maybe known that intuitively, right? Because that's what he did for me all the time. And he had approached me and said, you know, I feel like you don't appreciate me. And I said, you know, but I tell you all the time, thank you. I tell you this every single day. And he's like, well, that doesn't really mean anything to me. And I want to bring that up because, you know, we all do have a different way of understanding thanks.
And I wanted to just say that before we close, because, you know, you may be in a close business relationship with somebody who might have a different way of communicating or receiving thanks. And you should really try to know that and understand that. Now, in the book, The Five Love Languages, there's actually this quiz that you can take that can will actually tell you what your love language is. And it's really powerful, because if you do have, you know, a family, you know, if you have a relationship that's not going well, and you have a spouse, a partner, or if you're in a business partner relationship, or there's people that you work with, this is a great way to actually have them do that and to do this together and just know, you know, what's the best way to thank and acknowledge each other. Now, this may be a little bit more difficult if you, you know, are in, for example, we talked about, you know, if someone has a podcast to, you know, email them and let them know it blessed them. So it may be more difficult to really figure it out. And this may not be applicable in all situations, but it can be really, really helpful. And, you know, if you want to, if you get the book, it certainly will explain in more detail how to really utilize that. But I did just want to kind of bring that up, that thank you can look differently. And, you know, you might not be that person where words are really hard, but the good thing about it is that this is going to really help you to understand that there's other ways you can communicate as well. But obviously just knowing that when you are saying thank you, it's really about the other person. It's not about you. But really that's, you know, what I really wanted to add before we close out. Akina, is there anything you wanted to kind of add or summarize our call up tonight before we close the call?
Oh, certainly. You know, Jessica just raised a great point. People communicate differently. And part of saying thank you and showing your gratitude is to find out how they communicate, and you give them the acknowledgement in the way that they communicate. And that shows your true authenticity, because you have figured out what is works for them, and you show what they need in the way that they need it and not just the way that you need it. Sometimes saying thank you is not the way they communicate. Maybe they want you to spend time with them, like Jessica said, you know, or maybe they want affirmation, or maybe they want, you know, just to be in your presence, you know, or just a quiet time, you know, whatever it is that they need, you know, find out what, how they communicate, and then you show your gratitude that way. Yes, but we just wanted to show you, do a story today, just to really let y'all know the importance of thank you and the importance of gratitude and the importance of living in gratitude, starting all your relationships in gratitude, and really finishing, you know, anything that you start in gratitude. Because at the end of the day, you know, gratitude is a powerful, powerful instrument. And it's simple to do, but it's not usually used in today's world. And if you are truly authentic in your thank yous, then it will go very, very far. If we said something today that resonated with you, please go to changeyourmindsonline.com and download our podcast. You can also find us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and, of course, YouTube.
Good night, everyone. Make it a really powerful week. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Akina.
No, I was just going to say thank you to everyone for listening, and we look forward to speaking to you on our Thursday night call.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.